Hi, my name is Zakaron, and welcome to another one of my amazing, insanely enlightening Master Keys of Creation about how to create and attract the joy, well-being, and abundance that you desire, and how to be the unlimited master of creation that you truly are to literally make all your dreams come true. And you'll find tons more awesome, empowering videos, podcasts, articles, books, products, support, and guidance on my website at zakaron.com to help you more easily create and attract the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire. All right, so here we go. Manifestations are only indicators of vibration. Now, most people think that life is about stuff. How much stuff you've got, how much stuff you can get, and what kind of stuff you have accomplished, and how much stuff you can amass and show off. Look at me, I've got lots of stuff. And the more stuff you've done or can do, the more worth you supposedly have to society for what you have done for them, or what, you know, you can prove that you have done, etc. And people feel more worthy when they have lots of cool stuff and have accomplished stuff. And some people don't believe in stuff at all. They completely reject stuff. They don't value having stuff like most people. They even think that stuff and money is evil. They believe there's something wrong with having lots of fun stuff, that it's somehow less spiritual or whatever. So, and they even go to the extreme to reject the stuff entirely out of some sort of idea to somehow transcend the stuff, as if physical reality is somehow controlling them. But life is not about who's got the most stuff or who is the best at rejecting stuff either. We are not necessarily controlled by stuff and therefore need to reject stuff to somehow be more virtuous or moral or divine. And we don't need to become masters at controlling stuff either to somehow prove our worthiness, that we're great at manipulating stuff and controlling stuff and amassing stuff, etc. Because life isn't about who's got the most stuff or who's got the least amount of stuff. To somehow prove something to God or other humans or whatever. No one is limited in any way by physicality, contrary to what the religions would tell you. No one is somehow trapped here or needs to somehow transcend physicality and attain some sort of higher level of spirituality by doing so. Life isn't about who's got the most stuff, but it is absolutely is 100% about being physical. We are eternal, immortal, divine, unlimited, spiritual, vibrational beings in human bodies who are all 100% here for physical experience, for the joy of the physical experience, for the absolute deliciousness of being physical. So we're here essentially for the stuff, but not to somehow prove anything because we're good stuff creators. We're just here for the fun of stuff. We're here for the fun of physicality, not to prove anything. We're here for the fun of stuff. And the fun of being physical, and the sensuality of being physical, and the joy of being physical, and the excitement of being physical, etc. Because without the stuff, there would be no physical experience. And to top that off, we are not stuff. Who we truly are spirits. Who we truly are is vibration, vibrational spirits. We are vibrational spirits experiencing life in physical human bodies with the ability to feel And it's fun to feel. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. So primarily, we are here for the fun experience of it. Not the stuff, not to amass stuff, but the stuff makes life fun. And fun is the primary reason we are all here. Now, what is the importance of stuff then? Manifestations of goodies, whether that's monies, cars, people, lovers, careers, success, fame, financial freedom, etc., are indicators of vibration. Nothing else. They don't prove anything. They don't prove your worthiness. They don't prove how fucking awesome you are, how beautiful you are, how rich you are. They don't prove nothing. They're just indicators of vibration. Everything that physically exists in your life is an indicator of your previous vibration. They're gauges to show you how and where your vibration is, how it is right now, and where it's been. Whether that's a vibration that is high because you got lots of fun goodies and you're having fun and you're experiencing lots of joy in life, well, then you've been vibrating at a high level. You've been thinking good feeling thoughts. You've been thinking high vibrational thoughts. Or low. Your life is depressed. Or it sucks. You got no money. You got no fun. You got no lovers, etc., etc. Or somewhere in between. Again, it's just an indicator how you've been vibrating. It's an indicator of how you've been thinking. First indicator of where your vibration is feelings. If you feel good, your vibration is high. If you feel bad, your vibration is low. It's very simple, very easy. Nothing more and nothing less. And in relationship to your desires for goodies and stuff that you believe will make you happy, if you feel good about your desires, then those desires are on their way to you because you're in a high vibrational state in relationship to your desires. You're in an allowing state and you're allowing the universe, God, source, whatever you want to call it, to give you those goodies that you want. If you feel good, then that means you're thinking about an abundance of your desire, and so it feels good. And because you're thinking about an abundance of your desire, well, then you are in alignment with your own source, who is always focused on an abundance of your desires. Because who you truly are as source, you are source, who you truly are is source, is vibration, has already vibrationally become your desires. And when you are in alignment with who and what you truly are as source, well, you feel freaking fantastic and your desires are on their way to you because you're in a high vibrational state, in an allowing state, and you're connected to your source. You're connected to the universe. You're connected to creation. You're connected to the force of creation. But if when you think about your desire and you feel bad, well, that means you're doubting that you can create that desire. Or you're thinking about a lack of your desire rather than an abundance of your desire. So, you'll feel bad because you are in a low vibrational state because of your stinking thinking compared to the joy of your desire when you're thinking about an abundance of your desire. And you are in a contrary state to your source, who is in always in vibrational alignment with an abundance of your desires. Source only ever thinks about an abundance of your desire, never, ever, 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 ever thinks about a lack of your desire or doubts that you can manifest that desire, etc. And since you are vibrating doubt and lack, well, you are vibrating in a low vibrational state that is contrary to your natural state of infinite abundance. So feeling good means you're on track and vibing high, and the goodies are on their way to you because you're allowing them to come to you. You're allowing the flow of abundance to come to you. The universal flow of abundance is flowing. You're not damming it up with your stinking thinking. And if you're feeling bad, well, you're blocking your goodies from coming to you because you're thinking lack-oriented, doubt-oriented, limited-oriented, judgment-oriented, bad feeling thoughts, and so your vibration is low. You're going to be depressed. You're going to be unhappy. So, it's not time to criticize yourself because you've been thinking bad feeling thoughts. It's just time to start thinking good feeling thoughts and get back into an aligned, high vibrational, abundance-oriented state. It's just time to get your thoughts and therefore your vibration back into alignment with your dreams and desires and therefore who you truly are as source. Just go, oh, feeling like shit? I'm off track. I'm heading down the proverbial dark path straight to joining forces with the empire. But no big deal. Hey, you know, I know how to get back on track. Just think good feeling thoughts. Now, here's where the stuff comes in. Because indicator number two about what your thoughts and therefore your vibration are doing is what kind of stuff and how much good stuff are you attracting and therefore manifesting into your life. So indicator number one was how you're feeling. Indicator number two is what you're manifesting. And in relationship to these desires, it's pretty easy to see where your vibration is in relationship to your desires. For instance, if your desire is more money because there is a distinct lack of money in your life, well, then it's pretty obvious where your vibration is in relationship to money. If you have a lack of money, then it is obviously a low vibration because you've been thinking about a lack of money rather than an abundance of money. You've been thinking, poor, poor, pitiful me, I can't make any fucking money. Instead of thinking, whoa, won't it be fun to have shitloads of money? And anytime you think about a lack of anything, whether it's actually true or not, regardless of the actual physical reality of it in existing or not, you will feel bad because abundance is your natural state of thinking and being, not lack. And abundance is your source's natural state of being. And if you physically have the, quote, reality of a lack of something that you desire in your life, well, then your source is not ever focused on that alleged lack. I emphasize alleged lack because it's not really true. Your source is always and only focused on an abundance of whatever you desire. Because what you want is more important than what you have. What you have already exists. There's nothing you can do about that. The only thing you can do now, regardless of how much money or lack of money you've got, is to think about having more money. Enjoying the delight and the deliciousness of having more money or whatever you want. A lack of something that you desire in life is not an indication of anything except the state of your vibration from the thoughts that you have been thinking. Nothing else. Lack of money or lack of lover or lack of success or lack of anything is not an indicator that you are undeserving or unworthy or not good enough or not good looking enough or not talented enough or that this desire is somehow difficult or impossible, etc., etc. No, niet, nada. An abundance or lack of anything that you desire in life is nothing more than an indicator, an indication of where your vibration is now compared to your desire and compared to how your source is vibrating in relationship to your desire. Having an abundance of money and wealth and success and fame and creativity and productivity and toys and houses and cars and boats and lovers and children, etc., etc., is just an indication, a vibration, that that person, in this case you, is in a high vibration in relationship to that thing and allowing an abundance of that thing into their life or not. That is all. They're not better or more worthy or more blessed or more talented, etc., than the bum on the street. They're just allowing more abundance to flow to them rather than blocking that abundance that wants to flow to them, but they're blocking it. They're damming it up with their stinking thinking and negative, judgmental, doubt-oriented, lack-oriented thoughts. Because abundance, the essence of abundance, the essence of creativity, the essence of prosperity is 100% unconditional in nature. An abundance of everything wants to come to everyone. Because abundance is the natural state of the universe. And abundance is doing its level best to get to everybody. It's not going, I'm not going to go to that person because that person's just shit. Or that person doesn't deserve it. Or that person's not good enough. Or that person's not good looking enough. Or that person's not talented enough. So I'm going to withhold myself to that person. No, niet. Abundance goes, okay, you can have me. You can have me. Yeah, baby. If you want me, you can have me. Abundance doesn't hold itself back because someone is allegedly and supposedly unworthy or sinful or not good enough or undeserving, etc., etc. Doesn't matter what anybody believes, abundance is trying to get to you. It's just you who are stopping it. Source, the universe, all that is unconditional in nature. It does not judge anyone's desires and somehow control the flow of abundance, depending on if people have met some sort of list of rules or commandments or criteria of supposed virtuousness or spirituality or enlightenment or etc. or not. Source does not deny anything to anyone, simply. The universe does not deny anyone anything to anyone. The law of attraction is fair, 100% and 100% unconditional in nature. And does not block itself to anyone for any reason. Abundance does not block itself from coming to anyone for any reason. I repeat, abundance does not block itself from coming to anyone for any reason. It is only people and their minds and their thoughts that block abundance from coming to them. Because of their low vibrational, lack-oriented, doubt-oriented, unworthy-oriented, limited-oriented, etc. thoughts, which blocks the flow of abundance from coming to them. It's as simple as that. And it's very clear when you have built up a big-ass dam in the river of abundance. Because, one, you feel like shit, and you don't have an abundance of what you want in your life. God, Source, the universe, Allah, Jehovah, Jah, the great spaghetti God, whatever you want to call it, couldn't have made it any clearer and easier for you to know how to guide yourself. You don't need to go to a freaking psychic. You don't need to go to a channel. You don't need to fucking go anywhere. You got your own internal, infallible guidance system guiding your life every single day. It's your own source going, hey, the fun's over here. The abundance is over here. The fun's over here. The abundance is over here. It's very simple. And if you're feeling good, you're going in the right direction. If you're feeling like shit, you're going in the wrong fucking direction. It's very simple. The basic self-guidance system is basically, if it feels good, keep doing it. If it feels bad, fucking stop doing it, for Christ's sake. That's the only real commandment or universal recommendation, because God, Source, does not make commandments. Commandments are bullshit. The universe only makes recommendations. We recommend that you go this way because it feels good. you don't want to, well, we don't care. You know, the universe doesn't care if you head down the proverbial dark path and start following Darth Vader. The universe doesn't care. It's like, all right, we'll have fun with that. So the universal recommendation is, you know, feels good, do it. Doesn't feel good, you might think about stop doing it and doing something a little bit more fun. And then you'll be heading towards lots of fun stuff. That's the only real commandment or universal recommendation about how to guide your life to more abundance and more fun stuff. If it feels good, do it. If it doesn't feel good, stop doing it and do something else that's fun. But unfortunately, we listened to stupid, ignorant, uneducated, religiously deluded people who told us that pleasure and joy and feeling good was somehow bad and sinful. Where the fuck they came up with that, I don't know. But basically, that was the greatest lie ever told to anyone, and everybody bought it hook, line, and sinker like fucking idiots. The lie of unworthiness, that we are somehow born sinful and unworthy and need to prove our worth to God, was the biggest pile of Tyrannosaurus poo ever told to humanity. And instead of having fun down here, doing fun stuff like fucking like rabbits and playing with money and partying our asses off and skipping and dancing and singing through life like we came here to actually do, instead, we feel guilty if we're having too much fun. That is some fucked up psychology, because we bought the lie, hook, line, and sinker, that life is about struggle and proving our worthiness by how hard we've worked and how much we've struggled and sacrificed, and what you believe rather than the truth that life is supposed to be fun and life is supposed to be one big ass party. And when we party and are having fun and are enjoying the delicious sensuality of life, we feel guilty, like we're doing something wrong because we're not working hard enough and we're not struggling enough and sacrificing enough for others and we're not contributing to society to keep everyone else happy and to keep God happy, because he's so fucking insecure that he needs us to, you know, be act this way and act that way to assuage his insecurity. Well, we were taught that everyone else's happiness is more important than our own. That's another big-ass dino shit pile that we were taught. That everyone else's happiness, including God's happiness, is supposedly more important than ours. That's another big pile of dino shit. We came here to party our asses off, not prove our worthiness by how much we worked hard and struggled. We came here for the joy of sensual, physical, fun, delicious, beautiful, exciting creation. We came here to have fun, desires, to enjoy the fun of desire, and then turn those vibrational desires, those ideas, those thoughts, those inspirations into physical fun. Into physical fun things, into physical fun things to do, and physical fun ways to be, for more fun and more fun and more fun. Because we came here for fun. The purpose of life is joy, not struggle and prove your worth. The purpose of life is joy. The purpose of life is joy. I'll probably just say that for about an hour. The purpose of life is joy. The basis of life is freedom. You have a complete freedom to do whatever you want, to think however you want, create whatever you want. Those are the two basic premises of life. The basis of the purpose of life is freedom. The purpose of life is joy. The basis of life is freedom. And the result is never-ending expansion, because you're having fun. Free to create whatever you want, and of course you're going to create whatever you want for eternity. And that's what expands and grows the universe. And the final master key is, we don't need the stuff to have fun and be happy. But the desire for the stuff that is fun inspires us to go on joyful adventures of more physical creation to turn those desires into more physical fun stuff. But the real fun is creating the stuff, not having the stuff. Because once you have manifested a vibrational desire into physical reality, well, then that desire is done. That creation is done. Because remember, the manifestation is just an indication of your vibration. So if you actually physically manifested a desire, well, the real prize is not the thing, not the babe, not the dude, not the car, not the house, or the boat, or the holiday, etc., etc. The real prize is your high vibration, your feeling state, your good, joyful, ecstatic, blissful feeling state. The real prize is your joy. The real prize is your happiness. The real prize is your contentment. The real prize is your satisfaction. Because the only way to get anything is to be happy about it. And to be generally happy first, regardless of the goodies and stuff, regardless of how much stuff you've got or how the least amount of stuff you've got. It doesn't matter. Because the only reason you want anything is for the joy of be doing and having it. The only reason you want anything is for the joy of the journey of getting it. And then finally, the joy of having it. But again, now that you've got it, you're done with that creation. And now it's time to create something else. Now it's time for more desires. And more fun things to wish for. And then create. And life on planet Earth ensures that you will have a constant supply of desires. Because there's a whole lot of contrast that's going to inspire you for a never-ending desire for improvement. And no matter how good things get, you're always going to desire more improvement and more improvement and more improvement. Because that's our nature as desire beings, as creative beings. And every time you get the prize, after you've desired it and desired and then allowed it and got into vibrational alignment with it and allowed it, and then it finally freaking manifests. So when you get the prize, well, congratulate yourself. First, for getting the prize. I'm a freaking legend. I'm a champion. I got the prize. Fuck yeah. But even more importantly, congratulate yourself for being in and staying in, getting into, and then staying in a high vibrational, good feeling state that built up enough momentum that you allowed your desire to actually physically manifest, and you didn't block it with your crappy old negative doubtful thinking. Congratulate yourself for being an excellent allower, not an excellent doer, not an excellent accomplisher, not an excellent hard worker, not an excellent sacrificer, not an excellent struggler. An excellent allower. That's right, baby. Because it's easy to create anything that you desire. All you have to do is desire it and then allow it to come to you by letting the universe do its job of giving you absolutely everything and anything that you desire. It's as simple as that. And remember, it's not, I'll be happy once I get the goodies and the stuff and the babe and the money, etc., etc. No. Nyeet. It's get happy. Then, whatever you want that matches the vibration of that happiness and that joy and that state of abundance, excitement, and inspiration will manifest in your life. You will attract it. Your joy, your general vibration of abundance and joy and excitement will attract to you all the fun stuff that matches the vibration of that joy and abundance and excitement and well-being, etc., etc. All right, so I hope that you enjoyed this outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening Master Key of Creation. Manifestations are an indicator of vibration, so that you remember that physical manifestations are nothing more and nothing less than indicators of your vibration. They do not prove anything about you or anyone else. And if you did get something from it, please share with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Subscribe to my YouTube channel so you get notifications of new videos. Come visit me at zakyron.com for more self-empowering videos, podcasts, articles, books, products, coaching, support, and guidance. And even including ways to achieve financial freedom and help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality so you can create whatever you want in your life because it's fun and can help you get lots of fun stuff because having fun stuff is fun. Anyway, my name is Zakyron and I help success-minded and fun-minded and stuff-minded and people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. So thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast. And I wish you immense abundance and joy and fun and lots of fun stuff on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!